Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
I think I am a typical male. I do love my gadgets. I do love my new tech, as does this gentleman, our tech guru from techguide.com.au, Stephen Fenwick. And what you may not know about Stephen Fenwick, he's a massive Star Wars fan. That's true, isn't it?
It is. I'm a mega fan of Star Wars.
What about Independence Day? You're going to go and check out the new one?
I've already seen it. I saw it a couple of days ago at a screening here in Sydney, and it was a Dolby Atmos screening. So I had the sound coming from the ceiling as well as from the left and right and all around. It was great.
Did it blow your mind?
It did, yeah. It was a good movie. Anyone who loved the original will love this too. It's a great follow-up.
And how ridiculously attractive is Hemsworth?
Yeah, he's flying the Aussie flag proudly, mate. I think he's one of the stars of the film, and he gets to do his thing and save the world and save everyone else and do all kinds of things. It's interesting. It's a great role for him. I think a great vehicle for him. He's only going to become bigger and better.
Yeah, genes are fairly running well in the family. We were talking movies a little bit earlier on this morning with Jack Lodge from Event Cinemas, and I said, I don't understand how dumb the aliens are. Why invade on two public holidays? I just don't get it, but anyway.
I thought they'd catch everyone napping, but yeah.
It didn't work the first time.
No.
All right, well, we better get on task this morning. Lots have been happening in the world of mobile phones over the last few months or so, and Telstra's been in the news for all the wrong reasons, but they've got a new smartphone platform.
No, it's a smart home platform, smart home with control through your smartphone.
Wow.
To control your smart home. And you know, the smart home concept has been around for a while. Home automation, it's a growing industry. Said to be worth billions of dollars per year just here in Australia. So the only kind of friction point for customers is, well, where do I start? Well, what product do I buy? You know, I buy this brand, I buy that brand. And the problem with that is that you need to use several different apps to control all your devices. So Telstra's taken this approach where they're going to create one platform that will work with several brands to give customers an easy on-ramp to this whole smart home solution, where they can control in one place their cameras, their motion sensors. So there's like a watch and monitor option where you can watch your home remotely through your cameras. But there's also another option of like automation and energy saving options as well. So you can not only make your life easier, but also save some bucks when you're saving some energy as well.
Well, that's a frustration, Steve, isn't it? You go and you might get a home security system and you go, you've bought it, you've installed it, and then someone will come along and say, look, if you've only bought this brand, it would work with this. And you're like, oh, well, that would have been good information a day ago.
Yeah, no, totally. I think this is a great step towards standardising this whole system, and Telstra's working with a company called iControl Network. So they're kind of trying to make a standard where several different devices from different manufacturers will work. It's a little bit like, actually, last week when I was in San Francisco, Apple announced a similar update. They've had a product called HomeKit for developers, which allows companies to create their devices and make it compatible with Apple's HomeKit. It's a little bit like Apple's health app. You know how they got their health app?
Yep.
And all these different other fitness apps can actually be plugged into it and you can see the information in one place. That's a similar approach to HomeKit, where if from one app you can set scenes, you can control several devices at once. And that's what Telstra's goal here is as well. Rather than jumping in and out of three or four different apps, you're doing it in the one place. So it is trying to make it a little bit easy for the customer to get into this space and manage it really easily as well.
Yeah, it's clever ingenuity, isn't it? Now, Vodafone, over the last few years, probably a couple of years ago, they came in for a fair amount of stick, and I've got to say, I was a Vodafone customer for a period of time, and I found in the Newcastle Hunter area, the service is sketchy at the best, but they've decided to put their money where their mouth is, haven't they?
They have, yeah. Well, Vodafone has spent millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars, improving their network, and you can cast your mind back 5 years ago when they had their real troubles. The whole Vodafone thing was a trend, and customers were leaving in droves. Well, they have done a terrific job in turning all that around. It's remarkable how far they've come and improved their network to a point where they are now tied with Telstra, according to the Open Signal report. So this independent report has tied Vodafone with Telstra in terms of 4G network availability. In other words, Vodafone 4G is as far-reaching as Telstra 4G in Australia. So much so that Vodafone this week announced its new 30-day money-back guarantee, network satisfaction guarantee, which gives postpaid customers, new postpaid customers, the ability, if they're not happy, if they're not getting the reception and the quality of service that they're looking for, they can get a full refund on their contract payments as well as on handset payments as well. So pretty big move by Vodafone, and gives new customers that peace of mind that there is an exit if it doesn't work out for them.
Fantastic, and that's what you want. You want that peace of mind to know that if it's not working, it's not working. Steve,
well,
thank you for your time.
Not a problem, mate. Great to talk to you.
Yeah, generally, before I let you go, there has been a problem in the past, though, isn't it? If you haven't been satisfied, the silence has been deafening with your service provider.
Getting out of a contract is really difficult, and it often costs you money. Well, in this instance, Vodafone's made it really easy to test out the network. If you don't like it, you're out. No questions asked.
Smart thinking, mate. We'll talk to you next week.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Todd.
2NUR FM 103.7.